The options for shopping were extremely limited in British colonial Florida. Ben DiBiase is Director of Educational Resources for the Florida Historical Society and archivist at the Library of Florida History in Cocoa. He joins us now. Ben, the Pant & Leslie Company was an Indian trading company in North Florida.
Yeah, that's right. Pant & Leslie really started the company right around 1783. Now, this was a Scottish-owned trading company operating in Spanish East Florida. Many of the partners had worked in Florida and around the southeastern U.S. prior to the American Revolution, moved into Florida when it was still a British colony, and the Spanish government, not having the strong ties with some of the native communities that they wanted, they decided to keep these Scottish traders around. So from about 1783, actually until about 1821, when the United States acquired Florida, the Pant & Leslie Company, which after 1803 was known as the John Forbes & Company, had a monopoly over Indian trade throughout not only Florida, but parts of Georgia, Alabama, and all the way up into parts of Tennessee, in areas that far north.
Well, you have some really interesting handwritten documents here from the Pant & Leslie Company. What are we looking at?
Well, as part of the Pant & Leslie collection, we have about 1,200 documents. Many of them deal with business relations, so letters back and forth between the partners. They're fairly dry. There's not a lot of really interesting material. But what we're looking at today are inventories for goods that were actually being traded on the ground in the interior, in the frontier between both Creek and Seminole Indian tribes and the Pant & Leslie Company. So what we're actually looking at here is essentially just an inventory list. This is a handwritten breakdown. It's smaller than your standard 8x11 sheet of paper, written on cotton, rather, fairly hastily written. But see, we have a list of goods here, a check off of what's been found at the store, and then there's a note on the back that it was received by the Pant & Leslie Trading House in Pensacola. And from what we can assume, the goods were probably shipped into the Indian country. And there are a lot of goods here that you may recognize. We have an order here for 6 gardening hoes, 2 beaver traps. We've got 2 bags of sugar, 6 bags of salt. But we have something here, 8 kegs of taffia. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that term. I really wasn't. I had to look it up. But taffia is actually a rum that's distilled from sugar. And during the late 18th and early 19th century, it was commonly used as a trading commodity throughout the West Indies and parts of the southeastern United States. And throughout all of these transactions, you'll see a lot of this taffia being traded.
Well, this document actually was from Osceola's grandfather, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right. A gentleman by the name of James McQueen. And this letter is actually dated 1798. So by this time, McQueen was quite old, but according to a lot of the records that we've been able to find, he actually lived to be over 100 years old. So according to this letter, he was still actively engaged. He probably would have been in his 80s and 90s by this point, but was still engaged in the trade and was employed by Pant & Leslie Company. So this letter is written to William Panton with a list of goods, and he's requesting these goods be sent back to him in the Indian country that he would then disperse to some of the different clans in exchange for deer skins that would then be sent back to Pensacola.
Well, in addition to these papers from Osceola's grandfather, you have some here from another trader as well.
That's right. Because Pant & Leslie, the company was so large, they had an extensive network of traders, and they had a lot of people working for them at different times. So we have a lot of different traders who, many of whom were generally half Creek or half Seminole. They spoke the local dialects, but could also read and write in English, and they acted as interpreters, but usually lived in the Indian towns. So we're looking at here another letter, handwritten inventory from a gentleman by the name of Daniel McGillivray. And we have quite a few letters from McGillivray, so we're assuming that he probably worked with Pant & Leslie quite a bit. And in this letter, you see a lot of the same items. Actually, a lot of clothing. You'll see here there's some checkered clothing, looking for white shirts. Again, that taffia, a few kegs of taffia. But there's another item here known as a duffel, and that's a term we generally don't use too often today, but a duffel is actually a blanket. And that became a primary commodity that a lot of the, especially the Creek Indians, liked to trade during the winter times, at least, these very heavy European-made duffels or large cotton blankets, wool blankets, rather, that would have been traded for deer skins.
Great. Well, some really interesting items here. Thanks a lot, Ben.
Sure. Thank you.
Ben DiBiase is Director of Educational Resources for the Florida Historical Society and archivist at the Library of Florida History in Cocoa.